The power aspect of it is very real because obviously he could have sold her if he wanted to. She could not refuse his advances, obviously. She could not say no to him. That's certainly true. But his wife Martha could not say no to him either. I mean, I think it would be easy for Jefferson to rationalize the relationship that he was in with Sally Hemings because males were supposed to dominate women. And so in terms of power, there's this vast differential of power, but even between males and females, there was a vast differential of power. As tough as it is for us to imagine this, this is sort of a continuum of power